This is FYI, a public affairs program of Strong Tower Christian Media on 93.7 The Light and Hope 100.7.
I'm your host, Joy Ware Miller. I am delighted to talk with Scott Bowers. Scott is the executive director and president of Lord's Gym Ministries. We have a lot to cover, so I want to welcome Scott. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. Good morning as well.
So, Scott, you are the executive director and president of Lord's Gym Ministries. Tell us and share with us the mission of Lord's Gym Ministries, and even how does that mission get fulfilled?
Well, I'd love to. Let me set the stage first by sharing our tagline, which is where people grow strong in the Lord. It's right out of Ephesians 6:10. And Joy, what I like to tell people is every morning we get up, we have this vision where we want to see transform lives that transforms individuals, families, generations, and neighborhoods for the glory of God. So transform lives is what we're all about. And the way we do that is through our mission in six steps. It's where we go to people in need in the greater Cincinnati tri-state area. When we get there, we set up a safe place. When we set up that safe place, and that means nobody's going to get hurt. People who've been raised in trauma need to know that they are not going to get hurt and that there are strong men and women there to have a relationship with. The third thing we do is share the love of God in practical ways. And that could be a sandwich, working out, after-school program, playing football, getting people off the street. And then if we do those three things well, the fourth thing we love to be able to do is share the gospel with people and the power of the Holy Spirit. And if people respond, then we love to see them discipled. If they don't want to be discipled or come to know the Lord, we mentor them instead. And that will set us up for the final thing, which is our step six, which is to encourage self-responsibility. And Joy, when that happens, because of this relationship and this newfound faith, you begin to see movement on the dial. And what that means is people will want to go and they enter detox, they enter sober living, they want to get a job, they want to get reunited with their families. They want to start moving the dial out of the self-destructive lifestyle behavior. And it's just a wonder to see. And the challenge there, however, and I'll just end on this, is that I tell people that it's a long runway. This is stuff that doesn't happen overnight. It's where you got to be in it for the long haul, where we get a chance to meet with our friends on a day in and day out basis, where we get to do life with them and meet them just where they are, and then look for those opportunities to meet needs and share Jesus with them.
Scott, that is fabulous. And I love the part about transforming lives. I'm talking with Scott Bowers, the executive director and president of Lord's Gym Ministries. And Scott, as you're transforming lives, what does it mean for you to be able to work with this ministry?
Oh my gosh. I love that question. And we probably need the rest of the data to answer that. But I tell people I have the opportunity to work with a board and fellow staff who have just fallen right out of heaven. I tell people that the churches we get to work with and the volunteers that connect with us, they've just fallen right out of heaven. And I am absolutely amazed at the grace, the patience, and long-suffering everyone shows towards those that are really hurting in the communities in which we serve. I tell people that the Lord's Gym Ministries was designed to go to places where people don't normally want to go, to work with people that people normally don't want to work with. So it's a ministry not for the faint of heart. But I think when people get there, they find that, you know, it's not as bad as maybe what their fears led them to believe, that person is really not a whole lot different than somebody that they might know, just that their maybe their own personal safety net is non-existent as compared to what a person who might live out in the burbs and their safety net might be. And really, they get in there and realize that this is an awesome calling, and people want to come in and walk with our friends and do the things that might help make a difference. Let me share a story with you on that note. One in particular, there is an individual. He's done very well for himself, and he got to that point in his life where he was in that retirement age. And he said, "You know what? I want to help." He was part of a men's Bible study, and we'd gone in to speak to them. And so he decided that he wanted to put his faith into action, and he chose to want to help coach. And he came down and did all the background check and the coach training, because he hadn't coached anybody before, but he wanted to help us coach because he knew that was a need. So he helped us with basketball, and now he's helping us with football. And he will sit here and tell you that his life has been totally transformed simply by having an opportunity to see what these kids go through day in and day out, where kids without any parent, I mean, without any father living at home, a single mom, maybe holding down two jobs, is doing the best she can to get, kids to practice. And, these coaches are dealing with maybe a third of the time the behavioral issues to get the kids to focus. And at the flip of a switch, an angry parent might send the kids into a negative mood. And we had one situation where we had to eject the parents because they literally physically threatened the referee. This individual is seeing this in real time, and it's like this is a world he's not used to. But he came back for football, and he is at this point. He said, "Scott, I had no idea the level of need that existed before." And so in this particular example, maybe you and the listener was thinking I was going to go in the direction of the people whom we serve. But here was a situation where it's a volunteer who's come down with a particular mindset, overcame the fears, got into the game, and realized that the need is so great in his own backyard. Just this past month, two different individuals, one from my own church, went out on our bus ministry. And for your visitor and for your listener or listeners, we have a 15-seat passenger shuttle bus. It's kind of like those buses you see at retirement homes or at the airport that shuttle people around. We have a bus that drives around the neighborhood, kind of like the ice cream truck. And our friends on the street, the women who are caught up in sex trafficking, will see it. They come on the bus, and we're able to befriend them. We know most of the women by name. We know their kids' names. We know their situation. And the idea is, Joy, when a woman is ready to get off the street, her window of opportunities, we're talking hours. If they say they're going to come back the next day to be picked up, to be taken to detox, it's not going to happen. But we just close the door and drive the woman to the nearest detox facility. But in this instance, the woman from my church, she had gone on various mission trips to third world countries, right? And she said to me, "Scott, I had no idea this was going on in my own backyard." And we drive this bus all over to the, some of the more challenging neighborhoods of Cincinnati. And her eyes were opened as a result of the need in her own backyard. And I had the opportunity to do an interview with a TV personality. And this personality said the exact same thing. And so to your listening audience, this would be something that perhaps if they're interested in, they could go to our website to learn more about. There's videos, and they could contact me, and we can connect them in some of the two different ways I talked about. But the women we help, it's amazing to see their life transformation. They go from the bus to the detox to the sober living house, and eventually to employment. We partner with City Gospel Mission. We partner with Block Ministries. We partner with a few other local organizations that will help the women. And it's, again, like I said at the beginning, a long runway to help our friends who have known one type of lifestyle for so long, try to recalibrate into a lifestyle where they can become self-supporting. Just last week when we had our dedication for the Family Activity Center, I had a chance to reconnect with one of our friends. And we referred to the people from the street. Some organizations like to use the word constituents and other types of names, but we're family. We refer to them as our friends. And there was one young lady who has now been clean for 3 years, works at two fast food organizations or companies. And she was doing very well, but she wanted to come and see our dedication and let me know that she was doing all right. I remember driving around Cincinnati, and she knew when the bus was out, and she would text us and ask us if, you know, if we had any hygiene kits, if we had any food, if we had any thing to help. And we would literally drive to wherever she was staying, whether it was an abandoned building or what have you. And she was living with her pimp, and we would give them whatever we had on the bus to give. But we saw that relationship through for years, to where finally she got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and turned to one of our volunteers from one of the behavioral organizations and said, get me out of here. And we got her into detox, and she's doing extremely well. She, I tell people that, you know, she's back from the dead, just from you seeing her off the drugs and not sleep deprived and, you know, absolutely worn and torn. So
Scott,
but that's what we do.
I'm telling you, I mean, I know our listeners are like standing up in their homes or in their cars, and they're clapping and they are applauding and they're praising God. This is so awesome to hear. First, thank you for you and what the team are doing, and the transformations, the teamwork, the compassion. You're like where the rubber meets the road when I think about the mobile ministry. So, wow, that is fabulous. And congratulations on the Family Activity Center. So that's so awesome. You're ministering to men, women, and the youth. We've got about one more minute. I can't believe that our time has gone by so fast. How can folks get involved and find out more information?
I appreciate that summary. And I think I would just put the additional point on that, that this is the body of Christ. It is the church collaborating together. We happen to be the vessel, Lord's Gym Ministries. But when we're out there on the streets, our name might be on the side of the vehicle or on the building, but it is the body of Christ working together through the power of the Holy Spirit to touch lives. So it's not about one particular individual or organization, but if people want to get together more involved, they can call 513-621-5300, 513-621-5300. That's our direct line. Or they go to our website at lordsgymministries.org. That's all one word, lordsgymministries, plural, .org. And there's through both of those mechanisms, they can get in touch with us.
Wonderful. You promise to come back and talk with us some more?
Oh, I would love to, Joy. This has been a lot of fun, and I've always enjoyed telling people what, again, what God is doing through the ministry, and we just welcome others to become part of it with us.
Wonderful. Scott, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
We've been talking with Scott Bowers. He's the executive director and president of Lord's Gym Ministries. Once again, you can contact him or the organization by calling 513-621-5300 or on their website at lordsgymministries.org.
This is FYI, a public affairs program of Strong Tower Christian Media on 93.7 The Light and Hope 100.7.